Over the course of a nearly half-century career, Rodney Crowell has been an in-demand songwriter for others and a hip country star in his own right. Now for his latest album, Acoustic Classics, the 67-year-old is revisiting some of his songs, re-examining and even reworking them, as Julie Height reports.
Ask Rodney Crowell to point out musical mementos in his home 40 minutes south of Nashville, and he'll hurry you past the plaques commemorating his professional success.
I didn't put these up. My wife did. This is a piece of art that I like a lot.
An artist named Ray Martin was inspired by Crowell's song Earthbound to create the dreamlike painting.
I could shed my skin and in the blink of an eye, I could fly, fly, fly.
It's one of the more recent songs Crowell has re-recorded on an album that spans the many seasons of his career.
I knew love once way back when she had almond eyes and olive skin and long black hair. She was Irish, Spanish, mixed breed. I was Southeast Texas hayseed. We were almost there.
Crowell's fascination with vivid language dates back to a childhood in East Texas, where he followed his dad into playing rowdy beer joints and working on construction sites.
I knew the honky-tonk clientele through and through. I knew the construction workers through and through, you know, the East Houston truck drivers, carpenters, and cement finishers, and that culture. And there is a language in that culture.
When Crowell first moved to Nashville at 22, he encountered fellow Texas expats Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark, sophisticated country folk songwriters. Clark insisted that Crowell test drive his lyrics as poetry.
And he said, okay, you know, you got a new song? Don't play it. Just say it to me and look me in the eye. And you'd be surprised how quickly you learn whether your language is really solid, because you got a really weak line in the narrative, you're going to want to avert your gaze when you're staring at a pair of eyes like that.
In the mid-1970s, Rodney Crowell met a young singer named Emmy Lou Harris, who hired him for her band and snatched up his songs for her repertoire.
Of course, I wanted them. I always wanted everything that he wrote. And I was lucky enough to kind of have him all to myself for a while before other people discovered what a great writer he was.
Lord Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left a mama crying with her head in her hands. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She say, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around, gotta roll between the ditches.
It wasn't long before Crowell launched a solo career, but it took 5 albums for him to really break through. In the late 1980s, he channeled Tom Waits, the Beatles, and Buck Owens into a string of stylish hits. Ask him to cue up those tunes now, and he has to go looking on his computer.
Okay, here's...
Surely you're in your own iTunes library.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm in there. Ah, there we are. Ah, there, right there.
Crank it up.
Crowell can listen to his old records now and appreciate their spirit. But a few years ago...
I'd say, that would be really good if I could go in and re-sing it. But now I just, I'm a little flat early on and a little sharp as it goes. But you know what? I was giving it a go.
Crowell's actually made peace with his voice.
What I bring now is, dare I say, a little more gravitas to what I do. Earned.
And sometimes I get lost out on town. And every bridge I cross just turns me upside down. And every stumbling step I take back to your side hurts my pride. I couldn't leave you if I tried.
But when it comes to some of his early lyrics, Rodney Crowell can't resist revising, even those in a song that became a big hit for Bob Seger.
Hey, watch where you're going. Step light on old toes. Cause until you've been beside a man, you don't know who he knows.
Oh, baby, don't be in night. felt like I failed miserably in writing the last verse of that song. And over the years, I kept tinkering with rewriting, trying to come up with a last verse that I like. I even talked to Bob about it, and he said, "Man, you're wrong." He said, "You got it right." I beg to differ.
So Crowell salvaged only a couple of lines from the original and completely reimagined the rest.
I was late in my 20s and hungry for praise and waxing like crazy when I wrote down that phrase.
These days, Crowell approaches his writing a bit more like prose. He's mined his Texas upbringing on concept albums, penned a memoir, and convinced the best-selling author of The Liars Club, Mary Carr, to collaborate on a song cycle.
Rodney is a poet at heart. He is that kind of language-drunk kind of poet. He's somebody who just has such an amazing ear and a sense of music and sound and everything, which is a lot of what I learned from him as a writer.
Carr and Crowell have taught memoir workshops together, and he's begun leading songwriting retreats. In fact, he'll gather with pupils in California next week.
You know, you can't really teach someone to be a writer, but you can encourage them to be a writer, and you can make them aware of the need to keep your skills with the craft finely honed by working at it every day.
Rodney Crowell lives by that advice. Even though he's piled up awards and accolades, he's always pursuing and polishing the next song. For NPR News, I'm Julie Hite in Nashville.
And you said, I don't want to be tamed down. I just want to settle.